truly, you know, a lot of the things that I remember isn't even like the wins or the losses. It's just like being with your favorite people. And, you know, when you talk and when I interview some of these athletes, you know, premier athletes on the podcast, you know, a lot of them are saying like, what do they love most? They love the competition, but they love the team that they've created together. Hey, I'm Ashley Agle. Some of you might know me as Ashley Burkhart, and I'm a former D1 and professional softball player who spent a few years coaching in the college game before deciding to put all of my focus into youth softball players and helping them make their dreams and their goals happen for them. It's our job to help them unleash their potential and become the athletes they've always dreamt of. I come from a small city in the Midwest and didn't let that stop me from making my goal of playing D1 softball a reality. No matter where you live, you have the tools to help you thrive, and I am hoping through this podcast to help you get there. On this podcast, you'll learn from Olympians, Hall of Fame coaches, and elite players what their journeys have been like, and you'll also learn from me and my family a bit of our journey through the game. I'm so excited to have you here, so whip out your notebook and let's learn how we can grow in this game together. Welcome to When the Cleats Come Off. Hey there, welcome back to When the Cleats Come Off. I'm feeling a bit nostalgic today because this past weekend I got to spend time at IMG Day, which is the Indiana Magic Gold Organization's basically opening day where they're doing try-ons for their new uniforms. They're meeting together as teams for the first time because tryouts are over, and they're just surrounded by 25 other teams that are just getting ready to knock off, you know, some important games this fall and just get to know each other. So it was such a fun day. This was not a thing when I played travel ball. So if you don't know already, that is the premier travel ball organization that I played in my last 2 years of travel to help me get exposed to college teams and get my name out there. And most importantly, to play against some of the toughest competition in the country. Now, I know it's not everybody's goal to play in college, but it was mine. And this organization truly changed my life and my family's life. I will get into things later with Magic and how much of an impact this organization has made on my life. But I played in this organization for 2 years. My middle sister, Christina, played in the organization. My youngest sister, Anna, played in the organization for a bit. My dad coached my sister, Christina, in it. And they have just been so good to us. So when the owner of all of it, Brian Green, gave me a text and said, "Hey, do you want to speak to everybody at IMG Day?" I, within 2 seconds, said yes. It was so fun to get to know some of these coaches and players. Ironically, some players that I work with in person and virtually are on some of these teams. I got to meet a soon-to-be Purdue Boilermaker who went through this organization that I've followed forever. Finally got to meet her in person, Anna Moore. So excited to follow her. This is her first fall going to be at Purdue. So go, Anna. And I just had a blast. I stuck around for an hour, talked to some of you who listen to this podcast. That was a treat. I found out some of you own some gear and, you know, it was just so fun to kind of hear what your favorite episodes were. And it was just so much fun. I got to know the coaches a little bit and be around it. And whether I speak at this event next year or not, I'm probably going to be back because it felt like a bit of a homecoming for me. So all of this really inspired today's episode because travel ball gave me some of the coolest memories and moments in my entire career. So I formulated about 10 things that I miss most about travel ball. And I'm assuming one or two of these is probably going to hit home for you today. So 10 things I miss most about travel ball. Let's get into it. The first thing, and probably the biggest thing, is softball vacations. So a lot of times when you play in a travel team, you make sacrifices. You don't get to do all the slumber parties and pool parties with friends because on the weekends, you're headed to go play softball. And to be completely honest with you, I would have had it no other way. My team, original team, traveled to Tennessee and Colorado, and those moments, hiking in between games, doing some whitewater rafting was so fun. Like, we did all of these amazing things while on our softball trips. And yes, it was, you know, taken almost as business. Like, we needed to get our business done on the field, but we had so much fun too. And these trips that we went on, especially originally, we didn't fly. We drove to Colorado from Indiana. We drove to Tennessee. And, you know, even just the road trips themselves were so fun. We would take our minivan and we'd pull down the DVD player and watch movies the whole time, my sisters and I. And it was just fun. We made it a full vacation. And especially for the very long, if you guys know it, Colorado is a big, long showcase. It's almost a week long, over typically 4th of July week. And, you know, we drove there and we made a vacation out of it. So it was so much fun. And I have so many stories from these vacations that I could probably spend a whole episode talking about those. But softball vacations was definitely number one on my list. Number two, for some reason, I will never forget this, is our 4 a.m. wake up calls and then 5 a.m. stops at McDonald's with my dad. I know nobody wants to wake up that early to go play, but my first travel ball team, I remember we would drive. We would not stay in hotels early on because we didn't need to. We only lived a couple hours away. So when we had that 7 o'clock game, had to be at the field early, this was our routine. And Dad and I would go through that McDonald's drive-thru with that breakfast burrito and OJ for me and a way too hot coffee and a sausage, egg and cheese bagel for Dad. Yeah. And honestly, I slept the entire time until we got to the field. And yes, I was groggy when I got to the field, but I could sleep anywhere, probably because of these road trips. But I will never forget that. And I also won't forget about the fact that this coffee was so steaming hot that my dad couldn't drink it for 30 minutes. I don't know why these are the things that I remember, but those 5 a.m. wake up calls, they weren't too bad, to be completely honest, because I got to go play with my friends. Number three was a fun one. And if you are getting the trend, a lot of these right now are from very early on in travel ball. I did not start playing travel ball until I was 11. I know some people are starting a lot earlier, but early on, it was about development and fun. And that is what my dad, who was assistant coach on this team, and Mike Stevenson, who is the head coach, that was their goal. That was their plan. Is to just make us better. But what they didn't probably realize was going to happen is that we kind of became family with these other teammates and their families. So number three, I'm choosing pizza in the hotel lobby and running around hotels and swimming in the pool at hotels. Those, again, were kind of like little mini vacations, but our team, we just ran the hotel. And did we make a lot of people upset in hotels? Probably, but these are the things that I remember. So judge me or not, we had a blast hanging out in this hotel parking lot, you know, with the parents who, yeah, they're probably drinking adult beverages and having a good time on their own because this is their time to relax. This is their weekend off of work. So we all just made this fun environment at hotels. And yes, they probably hated us and I don't even care because we were having the time of our lives. So if anybody here works in the hotel business, I'm sorry for even bringing this up, but truly some of the best times were running around the halls in hotels. Okay, number four might sound a little bit shocking, but one of the things I miss most is practice. I believe that my dad and Mike did such a good job of just running elite practices where we could see ourselves getting better. I love practices because they really focused on fundamentals, hammered them. And that's why I think I ended up taking practice, especially away from the team, seriously at home and beyond. And yes, my dad was the assistant coach, so he helped as well. My dad also coached basketball, which a lot of you guys probably heard on our recent episode, but they formulated practices to not just be, you know, so gung-ho and business-like, but we also had a ton of fun. And maybe it was just because we were all together and we enjoyed each other's company. But I truly loved getting better with my team and, you know, being able to practice on things that maybe didn't go great in our last tournament. It always felt good to do that. And if you guys actually want to hear a little bit of how my dad would plan practices, episode 215, my dad came on. I called this episode Dad Chats, Coaching Experience and Practice Planning. He goes into a lot of ways that he would formulate practices. And again, he wouldn't plan really just fun things, but some of these things were fun because they were competitive. And I think that helped us be a competitive team and me be really competitive on the field as well. And that carried on. It still carries on. shoot, I'm really competitive when it comes to bowling or doing things other than softball. But that competitive fire, I think, really started with these practices, and I really do miss them a ton. And this is probably why some of my favorite work is being called to go run a practice for a travel organization, because we throw in all the things. And a lot of times I'm running practices the same way that my dad would and even my college coaches. So it's really fun to be able to take that piece and help players really enjoy practice, which I don't think a lot of people do. So it's really, really important. So go check out that episode with my dad, especially if you're a coach. You'll really, really like how he comes up with practice planning. Okay, number five, this is probably obvious, but just competing with my best friends. Winning championships together, winning trophies that were taller than we were. I'll never forget that. And my dad, I think, still has some of these trophies, and he's actually moving soon. And I think it's bittersweet for him to be like, are we going to keep this? Or like, are we going to take this to our next house? But we used to win these massive trophies. Now I think kids get these like really cool rings. They did not have these fun rings for us. The only time I actually received a ring for winning something was winning the state championship in high school. But I love that, like, they're creating unique ways to, you know, celebrate championships. I think the coolest thing that I ever got was like winning the Indiana NSA state championship with the Fort Wayne Fire. And we got these snow globes. I hope some of my teammates are listening. Actually, they're probably not, so I'm going to send this to them. But we got this like snow globe with like a softball player in the middle and then confetti around them. I thought that was the coolest thing. And I think my parents still have it, so I'm going to have to call them to make sure I get it at some point. But that was the coolest thing. So competing with my best friends, yes, winning championships is great. But at the end of the day, like fighting, you know, down by three runs, fighting a way to come back and win. I think I've said this once on the podcast, we literally played 8 games in one day, which I don't recommend ever, but I will never forget. We were in the loser's bracket and we just kept winning and we kept winning and we kept winning. And we got to that championship game and we actually had to beat this team twice, and we beat them in the first game and lost in the second game. So we fought our tails off. We weren't even mad, to be honest, that we lost, because we were like, do you realize what we just did together? So like, we fought through really tough things. We did and accomplished some really amazing things, like getting invited to Colorado to compete in front of colleges. That's huge. And I got to do that with my very best friends. So competing with them and just playing with them was like, I'm going to start crying, because it was some of the best days of my life, was playing and competing with some of my favorite people in the entire world. We couldn't wait for school to be over so that we can just go see our friends all weekend. Like, I miss it so much. I think it's time for another review of the podcast. Let's do it. Mick4825 wrote on Apple Podcasts that, one, it's his favorite podcast. And he says, I love the dad perspective of coaching and raising only girls, since I am living it now. Just the opposite of your family. That was a short and sweet review, and honestly, the perfect one, because my dad, one, loves coming on the podcast and sharing a bit of his knowledge. Two, has helped me tremendously on my journey to becoming the best softball athlete I could be, and now coach that I could be. So I want to thank you, Mick, not only for the review, but for being a part of your athletes' lives and enjoying the process of just being there with them and growing with them. I honestly think these are going to be the things that down the line make you the closest as a family. And I'm just grateful to have you here listening. If you want to get your review potentially highlighted on the show, please head to Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen and write me a review. I love seeing these. It's honestly some of the highlights of my day. And I'm just grateful for the 2 minutes or however long it took to write this review, Mick. And thank you so much for listening to the show. All right, let's head back to this episode. Number 6, we're going to start talking about IMG now. Okay, so when I made the Indiana Magic Gold team, it was so hard to leave some of my best friends because they were my people. Like, they were who I felt most comfortable competing with. And we were at this crossroads where half of us wanted to play in college and half of us didn't. And as hard as that was for, I mean, even myself and everybody on the team, even our coaches, to swallow that, it was a lot of us had to just do what was best for our future selves. And that was to be around people who had similar goals to us. And so I took the leap and a few other of my teammates took the leap to go try out for just more national teams so that we can, one, compete against better talent that could get us ready for college, but also get seen by colleges. Because yes, going to camps is great. And I went to a lot of camps growing up, but they want to see you compete. And if you're not at the tournaments where the schools you want to play at are they're recruiting at, then they're probably not going to be as into you as a player. They want to see you compete against, you know, really great competition. So I made the Magic team, which is insane. I described this story this weekend at IMG Day, but there were 70 players at this tryout. And I believe there are only three spots on the team. And knowing that type of pressure was really scary. And, you know, I went out there, I tried to beat the fastest player. I tried to just push myself. And, you know, even though my dad was like, yeah, you didn't really try out that great. He always kept me humble. I ended up making the team, which is wild. But knowing that I worked my tail off to make this national team felt like a dream come true for me to get closer to that dream of playing in college. So making that team was a really significant thing that I'll remember forever. Now, after we've played, you know, multiple weekends together and all of us, every single one of us on that team for IMG ended up playing in college, I remember our final summer together and it was nostalgic because almost all of us were committed by the time we started our final summer with IMG. So now it just felt like we could just play free and have the most fun we've ever had. And we did because we were really good. Like every single one of us had super high standards. We trained really hard and we played really hard and we were a good team. We were beating amazing teams out there. And I just remember enjoying every minute of that summer and to just go compete against the best and not have to worry, you know, where we were going to play or who we were going to play. We just got to play against really good competition. You know, every single one of those players, like we pushed each other and eventually, which is crazy to say, we played against each other in college too. So that final summer with IMG, where we're all just like competing our tails off, enjoying every moment together, it paid off because we ended up playing each other in college. And it was just so fun to compete against your people and try to beat them. Like, that was also a few of my travel teammates on my original team as well. I did also play in college. Like one of our catchers, Kelsey Dotson, played at IU. And I remember standing on first base, just like, I'm going to steal on her. And I did get a steal on her. She also threw me out once, but it's fine. It was just so fun competing against some of my best friends. So that final summer with IMG was super significant. All right, number eight, kind of going backwards here a little bit, but my dad being my travel coach meant a lot to me. He coached me in basketball growing up. And, you know, again, he made it fun. Like, even though we worked our tails off, it was super fun playing with him. And I think he did such a great job of making sure he didn't coach me any different than anybody else on the field and the court. And that really stuck out to me in the future because knowing that I could be in this environment with my teammates and we're all going to get coached, like every single one of us, we're going to get coached the same. I'm not just being picked on because he's my dad. Yes, we had car ride home conversations that were a little rough sometimes, but like on the court, on the field, like I was just one of my teammates. And even though my dad is a coach, he was coach at practice. And having him as my coach was really incredible. No one went as all in on my dreams as my dad. Of course, I couldn't have done it without my mom either, who was taking care of my sisters at the time. And she was a huge supporter. But the investment that my dad made on me, I'll never forget. He pushed me a ton. Again, at practice, when he was my coach, he pushed me the same as everybody else. But at home, it was a little different. And sometimes I hated it. And to be honest, and I think he knows this, like sometimes I even hated him. You know, being a teenager or being coached by your dad, like there are times where it just doesn't go great. But looking back at this whole thing with him is something that I'll always remember and strive to do with my boys, honestly, when they're growing up. Maybe I'll be their coach one day and maybe I'll just be, you know, coach at home. But I learned a ton from him, especially as my coach. And, you know, he let me figure things out. He let me drive the train, but he was in full support mode. I know I've shared this a million times, but you know, when I wanted to try pitching because our team didn't have a pitcher, he was like, all right, let's watch YouTube videos together. Let's sit on the couch at 11 p.m. and go watch USA softball. And Your favorite player, Caitlin Lowe for Arizona. Let's watch her on TV. Like, he was all in. And, you know, having him as my coach is something that was amazing, because as a coach, I have taken so many things from him. So I don't know if you're listening, Dad, but thanks. Okay, number nine. This one is fun. So having rivals. So I think every travel ball team, you find yourself creating some rivals because you play in tournaments and you find the same teams near the end with you, like competing for championships, right? I remember this with my first travel ball team and IMG. We had rivals, like the Chicago Bandits were our biggest rival. I feel like with the Indiana Magic Gold, I don't know if that's still a thing, but we would play in scrimmages in the fall and it was like dog eat dog out there. And then we'd play in some national tournaments and we'd find the Bandits again. We'd be in California playing against a Chicago team, which was pretty funny. But we had our rivals and those little rivalries were so fun. And, you know, I'm friends with some of those girls to this day because a lot of us played, you know, against each other in college or even just in travel ball and we remember each other. But it was just so fun having those rivals and you kind of take them everywhere. Like when you see them, you kind of look at them and you're like, oh, like that team. And it kind of brings out the best in you as well. I like to say the analogy of IU versus Purdue, which is a huge rivalry in basketball and football. But like in softball, we had our little rivalry too. And even having my old teammate on that team was just extra fun. But, you know, having rivals, it kind of allows you to kind of step up and be like, all right, let's show them what we're made of. But those rivals from travel ball days, we still talk about it to this day, some of these friends from other teams. But it was so fun playing against each other, even though we wanted to kill each other on the field and beat each other so bad. But, you know, it's all fun. I miss it a ton. Okay, this last one, I'm kind of like throwing it back here, but rain delays. I miss the days where we had rain delays and we were just like, all right, what are we going to do now? We would go to restaurants. And because these girls were like truly our family, like we just couldn't get rid of each other. And I just couldn't wait for the weekend to be with my team. And when we had a rain delay, I was like, okay, we get to go hang out and like not play, but be with each other. So whether we were eating some custard at Culver's or going to B-Dubs with the parents after a weekend or during that rain delay, whenever it was, we were just so happy to be together. And again, just like hotels, these restaurants probably hated us because we would all sit apart from our parents and they had to figure out which kid was for which parent. And then paying at the end was probably terrible for these restaurants. But, you know, I loved those times where, you know, we'd head to a restaurant and just hang out and just like decompress. And we wouldn't even talk about softball. Like, I think that's like the biggest thing is, yes, we take softball seriously, obviously. But like when we're just together as friends, you know, we're talking about, I'm just going to say it, we're talking about boys, we're talking about movies, we're talking about, you know, things we did this week or whatever. And it was just some of my favorite times. And this is probably bleeding into like the whole competing with my best friends and just being with them. But like, I don't know why, rain delays, you know, hanging out in the car, jamming to music with mom, like Starbucks really wasn't as big back then, but like, I'm sure some of you are like hitting up the Starbucks line, getting some fruity drinks. Like, it's just fun. It's just so fun. And I just wanted to create this episode because truly, you know, a lot of the things that I remember isn't even like the wins or the losses. It's just like being with your favorite people. And, you know, when you talk and when I interview some of these athletes, you know, premier athletes on the podcast, you know, a lot of them are saying like, what do they love most? They love the competition, but they love the team that they've created together. I wanted to add a little bonus because when I was creating this list, I just thought of this too, but getting new gear was like the coolest thing ever. And like getting a new glove, new uniforms, cleats. I specifically remember these red, white, and blue ringers that my dad got me with the pitching toe and everything. And because our team, my first team was red, white, and blue. So that was always super exciting. And I got stuff in my Easter basket. Honestly, it felt like Christmas getting new gear. But I don't know. I didn't want to add this one because a lot of us get hung up on the gear itself and like we play to get cool things. But I really didn't get too hung up on having the prettiest or the newest bat or glove or anything like that. I just wanted one that felt good to swing and the rest was history. So if you get anything from this one, don't get caught up with all the bells and whistles of getting the perfect gear or the newest thing. Just play. Make the most with what you got, and you never know, mom and dad or the Easter Bunny might surprise you with this brand new thing that just makes your whole world a little bit lighter and happier. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I loved coming up with the things that I miss most about Travel Ball, and I'm so grateful to IMG for inspiring this episode, honestly, but also for giving me an experience of a lifetime. Same thing with all of my old teammates that I shared so many memories with and I shared the field with, and I forever to this day will be indebted to the people of my life that I grew and got to know during Travel Ball years and now are still my friends to this day. So if you're caught with the overwhelm of, you know, not feeling your best in the box or struggling, you know, mentally or physically in any sort of way, just remember why you started. Because to be completely honest, my love of the game grew because of Travel Ball. And even if I wouldn't have played collegiately, I still think Travel Ball would have been some of the most transformative years of my life. And for those of you who are like in the trenches of Travel Ball, or maybe haven't even started Travel Ball because you're in rec ball, I think there is very important significance of rec ball before jumping into travel. I was playing rec before I started travel. And even at 11, it still felt kind of early to start travel. Just remember, like, especially those early years, have fun, enjoy the process of learning the foundations of the game and learning fundamentals. And then as you get good, you just never know where this game can take you. So I always love sharing, you know, my travel experience, but especially this episode where I'm sharing my favorite parts of it. Feel free to refer back to it when you're in the trenches of, you know, some hard things that inevitably happen. Just remember why you started and go from there. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like, share, and subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and maybe even write me a review. I thoroughly love going through my phone and seeing some new reviews that come out, and I appreciate every single one of them. All right, next week, I will see you for an interview with a very special guest. So don't forget to stay awkward, stay humble, and keep smiling. I'll see you next week.